This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. State Attorney General Phil Weiser says he will keep an eye on businesses using a recent U.S. Supreme Court ruling as an excuse to discriminate against people. The nation's highest court ruled this week that businesses can refuse customers based on religious beliefs.
We'll continue to enforce our civil rights laws, enforce this principle that when you open your doors to the public, you serve everyone. And if someone says they have a justification to discriminate based on this decision, that's when we'll have to deal with it.
The Supreme Court decision allows for creative businesses to turn customers away if those customers are asking them to produce something they do not believe in. The Colorado case started with a web designer who didn't want to create wedding websites for same-sex couples. You may want a backup plan for Front Range fireworks this 4th of July. National Weather Service meteorologist Bernie Myers says a storm is bringing hail, thunder, and rain. And it's expected to start rolling in through the Denver metro area this evening.
If you have plans for outside tomorrow, keep an eye on the weather. Expect showers and thunderstorms to affect your picnic or any outdoor activity, and have a plan to get indoors.
And by tomorrow, he means today. We talked to him yesterday. Hailstorms battered Denver last week and caused flooding along Interstate 25 near downtown. People should be on the lookout for more. Visits to Colorado for teeners have steeply declined in recent years. A report from the Colorado for Teeners Initiative shows visitations dropped by 8% in 2022, the second fewest in the last 8 years. CFI Executive Director Lloyd Athern cited parking and access restriction as possible reasons. Hikes on for teeners statewide also fell by 33% since 2020. This is CPR News and KRCC. Highs along the Front Range are in the low 80s.